Yeah. I almost dishonored my pants. It couldn't even be good bad.
Strange.
It simply sucked, and he had this young woman wrapped around his finger, convinced
that she was honored,
that he would take her under his wing. She paid all the bills. She had all the money, and he...
I couldn't figure out how that works.
And I don't think he was consciously using her. He just really thought that he was the best.
Well, most poets stink, and they don't know they're alive, and some of them aren't. I think, you know, we all saw, probably didn't see about
it. It's
dead
about confidence.
No.
So we know that's why they smell it, because they've been decomposing for a while.
Confidence can go a long way beyond.
As the pan has said, he said, I think people are eager to find somebody who looks like they know what they're doing to follow.
Well,
welcome to the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Yeah.
Here on KPFA. With your host, Puzzling Evidence.
Hey.
And your congenial special guest star, Dr. Philo Drummond. Thank you, Johnny.
Look, we can play.
You probably thought this was the original crepitation contest, and it is.
Can be.
Very shortly, you will.
Just trying to
be
make
a participant
sure that happens
in that self same contest. If only you imagine. Use your imagination to drift back in time to a simpler day when party records were what entertained people, not this electronic humbo gumbo like the internet.
iPod isn't.
Wait, my household pods are getting old. The whole thing. I don't think
they're getting old.
They're just taking over. They're taking over the whole thing.
As long as you pay.
They're driving the car. The household pods.
Wow.
What, can we
so they are, and they're doing a better job than you ever did.
I hear someone pointing to his ears and jacking upward.
So Philo Drummond's on the air.
Once again,
you hear me?
I'm here for you, the listener, and of course the children. We're always here for the children because that's what motivates us every day is the children and the telephone ringing.
The children always on the telephone. It's not good for a child to be on the phone so long.
Not standing on the phone or sitting on the phone.
Too much telephoning and your tongue is going to turn into a piece of rubber. All the clabber that you jibber-jabber, young teenagers on the phone just don't really let your brain operate before your mouth gets in gear.
Yeah, they just shift into sixth gear right after first gear. Never actually.
Okay,
here
we're
they come. I hear
we're
running.
Shifting gears, no? Because Philo said it on the air.
I think
yes, it actually happens. I don't know
and
how.
And I wanted to point out one of the more dangerous versions of that.
Dangerous.
It's Hal's fault too, by the way.
What is? I'm sorry, I'm just not tracking.
Years ago, Hal started saying bolt shearing bolts to go out and shear some bolts, and then look what happened. The whole Bay Bridge came to a crashing
you
stop
see,
for days.
That is a cycle, then, because the reason that got started was that it was necessary to inspect the infrastructure to see if bolts had been sheared in the Yagrundas earthquake of 1989.
Okay, let's go back to 1989, because Hal said so.
Your trouble's on the dog and bone here.
All my troubles, Lord, soon be over, Lord. Lord.
You don't ever have to wake up.
Thanks to you. Accessing. Oh, I see. We're doing a show about what now?
Tomfoolery.
That is certainly a lot of hijinks and shenanigans.
Yeah, we're talking about tomfoolery and German bands.
Yes, the German Bund. All should join it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Here,
have a hit off this oily rag.
Rightness of our course.
I just love that
our good course.
Oh, yeah, me too. Look at that guy. He must be 85.
The Arthur Murray School of Dance. The Fox.
Now back in those
1938,
days.
1959. Those are the
classics. Rumba. The Tango.
There was never a 19. Oh, this is.
Edie Adams sings.
Sings?
She sings? In Berkeley?
I'd like to have a tete-a-tete with her.
Oh, yeah, you and 8 million other guys. 8 million other salivating GIs.
In the back of that Sherman tank is a
yeah, there's
special
room for
attachment.
Only her and me, so M-Stray Astrid Bay.
We'll do it bubble and squeak style.
A naturalist
yes, bring your own
Meadows.
Sausage casing, and don't disrupt
pine,
the
common trees,
priming.
The region.
Yes. Japan's new government appeared to bow to intensifying pressure from visiting top U.S. military officials, saying Friday it supports keeping a major U.S. Marine airfield on the southern island of Okinawa.
Oh, really?
But the government of new Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama has suggested it would like to make changes to a 2006 agreement that would realign the 47,000 U.S. troops in Japan, including moving 8,000 Marines to the U.S. Pacific Territory of Guam.
Hmm, that's very interesting. Guam. Well, let's have some tea.
Wow. Here's Johnny. It's like always the same guy.
Yes, and now he's in Okinawa.
510 area code.
Uh-huh.
In the meantime, you're listening to the Puzzling Evidence Show on KPFA.
It's modern. Debonair.
With special guest host, Dr. Hal.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Philo and I are here to relieve you of some of your burdens.
Not all, just the good parts.
Yes, the good parts.
Just the good parts of your
life. And we'll get to those good parts in a minute.
But here we go.
Always play the theme song again.
The race to build the bomb of the show. Yes, the show is the bomb, although, of course, we don't want it to bomb. But we want to bomb and strafe our audience. As
with your host, Puzzling Evidence. Twiddling the knobs again.
Like the searing flash that announced the beginning of the atomic.
Always have a close-up on the drummer guy.
Yeah.
And pop those pans, but don't pan those pots.
Close-up on the curtain swirling. And go to hell.
You know, the U.S. Navy bore the brunt of kamikaze fury off Okinawa during the desperate battle to secure the island.
She's been a massively, sensitive set of crystals on her.
That was their radio set.
And our guest will be here shortly, Andre the Magician.
The Giant?
Not the Giant Magician.
Well,
Andre
the
giant
Magician.
He'll be here shortly.
Really something.
With his cuttlefish.
I better mind my P's and Q's.
Ready to take on all comers in the squared circle.
Well, I'm not saying I'm
aliens, heroes, sex, gore, and adventures waiting for you,
Avengers?
The challenger.
In
this circle, the squared circle of death, once again.
Inscribed within the circle of Popelius.
On the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Yes,
puzzling. On KPFA 95.1.
For once within the inscribed circle of Popelius, one cannot move out of it. Unless one makes a decision which one is.
And your special sexy special guest stars, Philo and Hal.
Hi. This is the lonely part of the night when we're here to comfort you all with our homespun subgenius philosophy. As comfortable as an old
house from spinning. It won't stop spinning.
Are you sure that's not you that's spinning?
You said homespun, and so among the postcard, jug,
and the handsome hardwood and glass display case is provided at no additional charge to house your beloved model of the USS Missouri. 65.88 centimeters long by 7 inches, or 17.78 centimeters by 7 1/4 inches, 18.42.
Little tiny cast iron model, maybe 13 inches long of Kennedy with his...
Adding to the realism of your model, the large gun turrets actually pivot. Authentic down to each seaplane and detailed catapults.
Cool, let's play with them.
Mano.
Mano in mano.
The battleship that altered the course of World War II.
Going through the stuff that I sent Philo years ago, I found the Jonestown Mexican TV movie.
Yeah.
Shining
about the last 25 minutes of I see.
Worldwide symbol of courage.
Yeah, you should post that to somewhere.
Yeah. It would be neat, like Vimeo or something, or, yeah, what was the other one? My Face.
MyFace.smog.
If you are not 100% satisfied with your model of the battleship Missouri, you may, within 30 days of your receipt of that purchase for replacement credit or refund, get your money back. But you will not be a true American.
Will materialize above your house and plop down into your yard.
Plop. Hey, look what happened.
And don't
forget
to write for your free copy of Facts About Nudism, the real truth about the nudist movement.
Hubba, hubba.
Are you talking about X-Day?
Mama, buy me that.
Yep, X-Day.
Yeah, they don't call it that for nothing, folks. And the sex goddesses, they're real.
A million years ago.
Entire cutout there, but Balloon Boy sort of old news.
Balloon Boy is old news.
We wish they'd stuck the spaceship in his head and blown it up.
The Balloon Boy had been in the spaceship.
Rommel said once the invasion begins, enemy air power will stop everything from moving. But von Lundstedt believed in letting the Allies make the first move before launching a counterattack.
Then brought him back down and reconstituted him back into something better than he was. He could be Balloon Man now. He's actually reached puberty. That experience, floating in the sky, was enough to cause any man to find himself, so to speak,
dishonoring his
parents. As the wheel of time
the child
turned,
there is a dubious
the
prospect.
Child is father of the man.
That's correct. And he fathered himself that night, I
he
think.
He fathers forth whose beauty is past change. And I understand it. The Sub-Genius Set.
And don't forget what Sterno said that one time when he went, Mamur.
We're in Ivory.
All was quiet along the American forward position held by the 1st Battalion, 112th Regiment, 28th Division, just inside Germany on the Ur River. Too quiet, thought Sergeant Lemoine Frank Olson. His men could hear the unnerving cries and moans of the enemy wounded. He was almost relieved when, at 6:20 a.m., December 16, 1944, German shells marched overhead, drowning out all other sounds. By 6:30, relief became concerned as enemy infantry was reported in their rear. It would be a while before anyone named it, but the attack was the beginning of the Battle of the Bulge.
Nobody ever wrote about the UFO advantage that the Americans had in the Revolutionary War.
So when are
these? Right. No,
did Martians help our forefathers in the
turn of the century?
Are you saying aliens helped our forefathers?
Not just aliens, but our troops were helped by those
in the star boot, or was the star boner boot, or something like that.
Swave and Deboner. Yes, the lively set.
So what is this revival thing?
What is this revival thing?
Well, it is a thing that happens every now and then on the cycle of seasons.
Are you talking about the
sunshine?
YouTube one?
Like the shaft of sunlight on a baby's behind.
If you like that sort of thing.
Yeah, it was great to be there. You could have been there if only you tried harder.
Yes, I know, but one can't
you just
be...
just didn't try.
Only God
you didn't
can be in all places
enough.
At all times.
You didn't take action that would have resulted in your bodily presence. Being there at that time.
Your responsibility. Your decisions brought you here to the
Don't forget. Stand up on my porch, will the UFOs come and get me through the star boner?
Yep. If you surround yourself with porks, the UFOs will come and get you.
And don't They'll forget, take if you have those space. Porks, children panic when they fall into the water
space,
suddenly.
They'll take you off to space.
Balloon Boy was moving his arms and legs violently, making it hard for him to float.
Take you off into space
safely.
The chicken and me doing the take you off to space practice.
That's why it's so important to teach children how to float and how to help them get used to flying in a balloon.
I'll have to add it to the lengthy tale of
To work right, a balloon must fit snugly on a child. To check for a good fit, pick the child up by the shoulders. There, stick him in the doorway.
Square.
If the door fits, the child's chin and ears will not slip through.
The first computer was born. It's a Wonderful Life, premiered in Movie House.
Don't forget either, these things are not babysitters. Even though a child wears a thing, when on or near a substance, an adult should always be there to safely guide the child.
Well, how did you find Sub-Genius?
Where'd you find it? Laying around, like, in the corner? Or?
It was in the toilet.
In the toilet?
Yeah, going down.
Before or after you were there?
From these low beginnings.
Was this before you got there or after you left?
This is scary. This
Flowers
is,
fourth
This guy
greatness.
is you guys take
Yes,
out?
I now
this
believe
This guy is a true Sub-Genius.
Every claim made by the Sub-Genius is not only not false, but is demonstrably
true.
And the thrill is
he knows
back.
Where to look for
the very name brings back the golden age of American cars, when a revolution in engineering met a breakthrough in streamlined style. The 1935 Boat Tail Speedster, the ultimate Auburn.
What happened in 1935? Can I ask you, Dr.
Well, if you're in Europe, quite a bit.
Well,
yes, I'm
quiet.
Here with numerous operating features.
Over in the continent. Now we're moving.
Dr. Hal doesn't necessarily answer questions on the show. He does that in another venue.
Ask Dr. Hal. That's what that show
He does that in another venue. Yeah. He actually makes statements and prognostications.
And I make rulings, too.
But he doesn't necessarily
man.
Answer any questions.
I shall tell thee.
And he rocks. Dr. Hal rocks. He's rocking
Rocking
the night away right now.
Rocking winds are piping loud.
He's rocking into the night. He's rocking the night away. He's there, rocking back and forth like a strangely, mentally challenged alien.
They creep. By
a mentally challenged alien that doesn't have all of his body parts.
Asleep. Towered cities please us then, and the busy hum of men, where throngs of knights and barons bold in weeds of peace high triumphs hold, with store of ladies, whose bright eyes drain influence and judge the prize of wit or arms. Which all
we want to make it louder.
Command
because we want the people across the street to say why
which
would
all
do?
Command. Yes, I screwed that up.
And we want to know that we can't turn it down.
Of
even
wit
if we
arms,
wanted to
which,
turn it down.
Both contend.
We don't have access
grace,
to those types of
command.
Control mechanisms.
Then
if we did,
let Hyman
be tempted
off
to turn
here.
It up even louder
with saffron robe and taper clear.
These tapes show how our cult leaders
with
have
pomp
a firm
and feast
hand
and
on
revelry,
our imagination.
With masks
like
and antique pageantry. Such sights as youthful poets dream on summer
speaking,
eves by haunted streams.
If you hate us speaking in public, these tapes are designed for you.
Oh, well.
Obey the hidden messages in the tapes. Obey the tapes. Obey the tapes.
The media barrage tapes. These are high-paced, frantically over-embellished editing.
I can play that on the air.
And they can be yours. What?
Give me that tape and I'll
Unbelievable
play
choice bits from our staggering archives, including The Real World.
Did you rewind it all?
It's not a
churches.
I was going to play a second here on this.
And
on
this, well, this would just play it at normal, and I wouldn't do that. It's just a rehearsal tape with the
Yes, these mini barrage tapes made their way around the world many times.
That's the,
What is that?
It's not bad. It's not slow at all.
No, that will play, but this thing won't.
We'll play?
Well, yeah, its batteries are slow.
No, it's not the batteries. The machine has died, but it's still providing entertainment.
It's last of its little electrons.
Gee, my lips
are here for the callers.
Getting floppy.
4:45 and finding hearing them.
Have you had this much alcohol ever before, causing evidence?
He's an alky down?
No, it's just an experiment. It was very... an experiment. This information
Look
is being used.
Look at that electric tower.
And sent to you.
What a marvel of science.
Over the air instead of our normal newsletter.
This electric fluid can restore the giant fuse of the monster. right to the solar plexus. We're going to be through this little patch of jungle in a few hours, men, and then we'll be able to relax at the officers' club with Officer Pup and Crazy Cat.
Oh, that's good. That's the way to hear.
Someone shot the bourbon. Well, the French have been getting a raw deal
in this
part of the world for some time.
Not shoot the
or maybe drink the bourbon and then shoot the sheriff.
Don't shoot the show.
Why aren't you on the show anymore?
Why don't I what?
What?
What's your point about not being on the show as much as you used to?
Yes, why are you not being on the show?
Did you know the show can give you weird dreams? But only if that's what you want.
I took a brief vacation last week and it really threw my schedule off.
Oh, right. It threw me off, too.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do.
And may some strange, mysterious dream.
You'll believe it, but it actually works. You get a big bucket and start soaking. While you're listening to the sweet strains of such classics.
It's almost four.
Softly on my eyelids.
A stinky place. One the world's smartest retard.
I like chasing storms myself.
Oh, yeah?
Usually, tornadoes.
Fuck chow, man.
On my motorcycle.
Right now, with your mullet flying.
Wow. My tornado chasing motorcycle. But, the Philippine typhoon. Those are good, too.
The Philippine typhoons.
Yeah, you might want to ask them.
I think they'll probably have another one.
The Philippines are now in the Netherlands because of that typhoon.
In that part of the world.
How many times has this happened to you? You're wearing your poop dog hat, and just as you get to the parade, somebody throws an egg.
And who would step on that hat anyway? Get it all over their shoes.
That's why you have to put it in a plastic bag, light it on fire on the neighbor's porch, then ring the doorbell and run away.
Yes, that flame lasts for some time in the annals of our countrymen.
That old canard, the flame and back.
You know, this is better than a vacation trip to Chernobyl.
And more fun than a barrel of radioactive monkeys.
You know, for a gigantic, radioactive, genetically altered squid. Squid.
An explosively flatulent squid.
You know, squid have their own inboard radar system, which nature provides them.
They also have blinking lights on their side.
Yes, they are bioluminescent, signaling to each other subversive messages in the benthic depths of the ocean. Nobody can deny that radio detection and ranging radar was one of the most significant technological innovations in the world of war.
Yeah, we ate so many mushrooms we couldn't remember the words to the songs when it was our turn to show off.
Wow.
Coastal network.
Now what do? We get another turn?
Where the Luftwaffe would strike in the summer of 1940, the Royal Air Force
mixologist make the most of our show.
I think Hal did all the speed.
And the Battle of
He's
Britain
still working with
might
that tape
have had
deck.
A different outcome.
Great party, though.
Yeah, the blistering face putridity quotient is off the scale.
Oh, I saw them play.
Oh, man, I was talking to a young waitress tonight who's
a rapist?
Chatting up from a young waitress.
From the Rio Vista area, yeah.
In the Rio Vista area?
There are
where's
these floating
that?
Bars, kind of like Burning Man. There are these floating bars up in the Rio Vista area. You run around, you get drunk. And she said she'd never seen more 55 and older women in one place in her life.
Man, at Burning Man.
There might be a photographic.
That sounds hot.
Yeah, she said it was.
Because 55 and older women.
Some of them are really rather fetching.
And so are 55 and younger women.
Yeah, yes, so it pretty much covers it.
Covers it. We keep it that way.
So we're 22 minutes
there. Because, you know, this show will give you weird dreams if that's what you want.
Bye, guys.
It already is.
Farewell.
See you next time on the Puzzling Evidence Show on KPFA.
Well, now we're going to have our swine flu injections and then take you back along byways of the past with Marvin at the organ once again.
As we choke our way, choke this food down, and we wonder about the frivolous fantasy excursions through enchanted forests.
We must be choking.
You won't find them here. No. No fantasy, no sweet strains, no wonderful.
And if all else, great bardo beside.
Furry animals.
Of great and noble tunes have sung of journeys and of trophies hung of forests and enchantments drear where more is meant than meets the ear.
No, they won't be here.
Thus, night.
This will be more like a distorted hellbound train ride through one man's personal hell.
Thy pale career.
Instead of the 5 hours of swinging love corpses I promised you.
Not tricked and frounced.
Well, I played it once. I actually have an air check. I should look at find that thing.
Yeah.
And give you the air check of the 5 hour swinging love corpse show.
While I didn't do anything.
I just flipped tapes and went off and played one night. But it was funny to hear them drone on endlessly. Spiel. Every hit ever done.
Every song ever done.
Five solid hours.
Although you guys have
many more than 5 hours.
Ending on the rustling leaves.
We can play for days.
Yeah.
From off
the song that wouldn't die is a real thing, folks.
Yeah, it really is. And once you start it.
We should go to the front porch of Ione there, the Closet Bar.
And do the song that wouldn't die.
And go in costume and play somebody. And as people drive by, they would stop and be amazed.
I think so. They'd be amazed that we actually.
They would collect in the park in a tiny fenced-in park.
They'd say, can you believe these guys actually put this level of importance on this concept?
Ione in the town that would not die.
Back by popular demand, Ione for one night. Watch out. Yes. It's wildly flatulent.
We could set up there are people living there, of course.
This
and,
show
and, of course, we had to go there. And who do we meet? A guy from Berkeley and his wife.
Right.
It's like, oh, man.
Why? Why were you here? We got away from you, and yet we're back. And
then they're back.
But this incorporates all the latest in our mind control technology.
People love it.
It will induce trance-like states in low IQ humanoids.
Come along if you dare.
Ill smells on early
world inside of
that's
your
right,
mind.
Stinking and smelling and
our God,
causing uncontrollable laughter and flatulence.
Lose control of your basic autonomic functions.
But beware, it's not kid stuff.
This is the sad part of the show.
But won't anybody think of the children?
They will, but we're 18 they can't
minutes
stop
away
crying.
From, well, you know.
Between. Oh, we are.
Yes. Well, you know, I don't care about those children. Let them fend for themselves. What have they ever done for me? That's what I want to know. So what?
So it's all quid pro quo for you, eh? Tit for tat. You must have this
you might
for that.
Want, say, I demand a little bit of equity.
What about this brain transplant coupon? Would you trade that?
That's a very important thing. But she wants
Mr. Lucas,
the brain is transplanted.
The brain back
you can't give it back. The, problem
the thing
is
whichever
that
brain you use.
What about this pile of dodo excrement? It's very rare.
It's needed to fertilize the forests of Mauritius.
There's probably DNA in it.
Well, I don't know if there's DNA, but it contains a vital nutrient which causes the root system of the tree to reproduce.
It's key.
No, I got a little blade in the car.
Oh,
this is a nice future.
Yes, it's nice until the 700-foot centipedes show up. But yes,
is that your granny in that bag?
Every nook and cranny has been explored by Aunt Bertha in her journey down the Amazon in search of the world's only vegan spider. A recent scientific discovery, stunning in its implications.
Stunning.
Well, you know, most spiders, in fact, all spiders up to now have been known as cannibals or vampires. You know, they suck out the juice of their living prey. But this one type of spider, which is called the Bagheera thingy, actually is a vegan, subsisting on drops of dew, which it nibbles off plants with its little wimpy, feathery pedipalps. Yes, this spider is
this is where the
never going to bite you
really,
because
really
it's only interested
in you go
in
a close up
hopping
the
over the hollyhocks.
So we had a little smile here.
Dallying with the daisies.
You see it winking at you, and then look, you put the little glistening starlight.
And there's the tiki.
There it is.
On
his
eye.
Let's get
almost invisible word balloon of him.
Now wipe his mouth off so that the blood doesn't
waving
the bloody drool doesn't drip.
Spiders in the future use napkins.
To us. Yes, that's true.
They have good manners.
And these magic filters.
Now, you know, the happy face spider of Hawaii is endangered.
Oh,
here, this is a beautiful projection.
It is. It's
the happy
face spider is considered an endangered species.
He's breeding with the local spiders there.
But so far, there's been no menace
look at him.
Until
they're
now
bidding,
to the existence of Bagheera Kiplingi.
This is a very slickly produced movie. It looks by our standards, anyway.
The six eyes, the clusters
it was originally
on stalks at the front of the prosoma, or cephalothorax, of this spider, which now engages
this spider is
in
flaying the face
building
of its
a
foe.
Web as it flays the face of its foe with its hind legs. Here, it executes the mating dance of the Ukubalaponga, being for the first time in smoking hot 3D and sensorial.
The spider shows its multi-instrumental
put your pedipalps together for the Caribbean creeps descending out of their webs to wreak havoc in bunches of bananas here and elsewhere.
These new tools are so efficient.
It was Guy Duell who pointed out to me that the world's most
I just make a small movement with my hand.
Also the world's largest spider.
The tool does all the work.
The Brazilian wandering spider. Enormous size and dogged ferocity.
I don't even have to answer the telephone. The
willing
spider does it
for me. Willing to pursue humans and to inflict
your
its
telepathic
dangerous
commands. Spider. Initiated with the use of this brand new tool set.
Also known commonly as the banana spider.
Would you believe it? These tools, shaped like bananas, are easy to use even for the most mindless child.
They used to come over in bunches of bananas before they fumigated those bananas as they do today with terrible toxins which are far worse for you than the spider.
It's so sad, so sad.
So sad, so fresh. Bunches of bananas that are no more. Sad and strange as in dark summer dawn.
Hey.
Earliest scuttle of half-awakened spiders to dying ears. When unto dying eyes, the casement slowly grows a glimmering square through giant webs built by arachnids there. And so, here we see the Feast of the Leprechauns, a fabled thing which only occurs every few hundred years. Little devils are apparently up to some of their mischief. Maybe
it's the
if we
email
pay attention
scene.
To
the remember
email
that scene?
And I didn't know until now, did you, that that leprechauns had email or text messages. But apparently these little guys
did, you know.
Do, and they're all
well,
texting
they
away
now.
In
why should they be on the lower
game.
End
it's
of the technology
where,
curve?
The guy runs out of the fort, and then the other
they
guys
may have been early
shoot,
adopters
shoot
for
the
all
bad
we know.
Shoot,
and as
shoot,
such,
shoot the show.
They have
old
the
Kentucky long rifle, the old iron.
They got what they need to get the news.
And a good one was something you wanted to
their pet. What kind of pets do leprechauns
have? Indians would come by and pick them up when they could.
They have hapless humans, a village idiot type, which they pick up and keep for 20 years and a day. And it seems as if they spent only one night under the hill in the realm of the wee folk. But when they come out, their friends are all gone, and the world is advanced. All that they loved and knew are dead, and they can only get a job as the village idiot or as a
I've had that job.
Raconteur in a bar telling
well
a story over and over again. But to French people, it is endlessly fascinating.
Don't knock that village idiot job.
French
it's a pretty good job. Every village
French
has one.
In charge of the requisition area.
Yeah.
Is this where we put the bicycle spokes?
Yeah, the show.
Now, when Lieutenant Chu comes back with those bicycle spokes, we're going to be able to have a little recon and
relaxation, if you know what I mean.
Somebody would just open the window that reek wouldn't go on. But
you'd be surprised what you can eat if you try.
It's at a Hutman stove in a Quonset hut. Jabba the Hutt.
He lives in there, doesn't he?
Well,
that's the Jabba the Hutt.
It's where they are. It's also called the men call it the hookup hut, sir. The hookup that takes place in that hut is.
That's your cue.
Go ahead, caller. You're supposed to say what you say.
Gotcha. Say what you say.
How can I believe anything on the show?
You don't have to believe. We're not asking you to believe.
That's good delivery.
Okay.
Say other shows ask
Soldier,
you
these are World
say
War II
more
veterans.
We're feeling like you believe. How can I believe anything on this show?
We're asking
if
you
to
can't
believe
savor the
greatest generation.
Savor the show. Don't try to believe it. Just
walk
it
around
flow
in your
across
own
mind.
Pretend you're on an old sailing ship. And you're headed up the James River in 1602. Here we go. We're going to fire up the afterburners because we're cold. But you have to dress like a guy in 1602. And here's your sword.
Oh, it's a beauty.
It's heavy.
Yeah, but so is the responsibility.
Well balanced, though.
Well.
63 guys on board this ship, and they're all yours.
Yes, that saber is just for show. I wouldn't even wave it around if I were you. Now, come over here by the rail, and down there you can see. What a jolly crew of fellows. They're picking oakum, I believe, and holy stoning the deck. And it's all your fault.
Done it again.
Well, how did you find out about Subgenius?
How did I?
Yeah, how did you find out?
Yes,
that's the question we're asking our callers
tonight. Who tipped you off to the fact that something was happening?
How'd you know about it?
Why
did you
know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones?
I was inadvertently raised in the church by my parents, and they didn't even realize it.
Oh, really? They were trying to hide it from you?
Well, no, they didn't even know about the church, but they were into everything the church was surrounded by, I guess you could say. They had me watching TV.
Surrounded by a thick chocolatey coating.
Talking Heads since I was 2 years old, probably. And then it all came together 5 years ago when I discovered the actual church, and suddenly...
Like an amoeba healing.
Suddenly your parents made sense to you.
Suddenly, my parents made sense to me. Suddenly, my brain made sense to me.
It all clicked into place like
great,
the tumblers
the way that
of a
happens.
Lock.
It is.
When you get that sensory overload and that slamming stark fist of removal comes down and plucks your brain
a
out.
Fist.
Better over the years.
The stark fist of removal. U.S. Army General Omar Bradley described the attack on the German gun battery at Pointe-du-Hoc on D-Day as the most difficult mission he had ever given any soldiers in his command. Despite the tremendous odds against them, the U.S. Rangers managed to accomplish that mission.
And there.
Rangers took the day.
Now, you can eat that toad. You just have to remember to take his gallbladder out.
Okay.
The gallbladder is poison.
Yeah.
Which one's the gallbladder?
It's a little bright green.
That
thing.
One, right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no,
don't
lizards,
eat that, right?
Lizards
don't
are tasty,
eat, no, don't eat that
part,
piece.
Yeah.
Throw that piece away.
Okay. Can I give it to an enemy or something?
Yeah, you can actually give it to an enemy.
Who goes there, a friend or enema?
walk up to the enemy and say, here's
what
a treat
end of it
for
is
you.
On.
Ich bin eine Rutabaga.
Oh, wow, looks like an M&M. Maybe I'll just eat it.
M&M's.
Just eat it. You can mix it with eggs and milk and made into fritters or
plain
it's
or
best before the seeds ripen.
Then serve to enemies. It says right there in the recipe.
Surrounded.
Yeah, serve your enemies with this in the form of an enema.
Inside, I'm good.
The challenging part is to convince your enemy that he needs an enema.
Anti-enema.
Yep, I agree. It's all a religious babble.
Yes, the religious babble of the enlightened.
The show is a challenge.
How so?
Was it?
But you'll be glad that you have these survival cards, because these will help you.
And there also the tongues of men were mixed, because the Lord did not wish humanity to reach the heavens with its vaunted technology.
Much like I'm falling.
Any religion does this.
And that is why the different nations spread throughout the earth, leaving Nimrod in the ruins of his project.
You'll be in the reception room for quite a while, so get used to the party.
All right. Now don't try to eat a toadfish, because a toadfish is extremely poisonous because of the spines. And it's hard to get all those spines off.
He married his mom, Demiramis.
Unlike the other guy who married his mom, who didn't know it was his mom.
Oh, no, Nimrod knew.
I was talking about Oedipus.
Yes, Oedipus, that's Greek, but I'm talking about the ancient Near East. In fact, the builder of the Tower of Babel. You see, the babbling, the tippling, it's long part of
It's
a judgment
of
the
mom,
Lord.
That means he became his own stepson, right? Is he his own stepson since he married his mom?
Well, he wasn't his own grandpa. Yeah.
Since he was the father of himself now, at least the stepfather of himself, he must be his,
Still receiving constant criticism, even to this day and age, by Jack T. Chick.
And well, he should.
My, the rain is coming pelting down like cats and poodles.
I said it might rain today.
KPFA. We're a little bit under the weather and out of breath, but we're going to try to keep on with the show, bring you the next segment, Toot Sweet. So keep glued to your radio.
Keep on gluing your radio down.
Those of you that are using glue, it's only 5 minutes away.
The wall, bed, or chair, and yourself to the radio. And we'll be right with you.
Yes, and very shortly we'll be reading a list of MS-DOS commands that are no longer used.
At your command.
I just talked to somebody that's been sitting through 5 days of Microsoft training at the manager level, and what a nasty bit of business that is.
Yes.
Who was that?
Just someone.
The
cog in the machine.
I went to the DMV and got my license.
Just a tiny little cog in a massive
giant
info machine. Wheel.
And a new actual
turning by the Microsoft.
Now I am someone empire. Once again.
Thank you, Microsoft, for being there for me.
Thank you for bringing to us each month.
Too bad
this
about all those
list of rules that we must
Microsoft,
adhere to.
Microsoft,
thank you for the patch that
you can get
implemented
all these free drinks at the former Odeon if you go back in time.
Thank you for your head, Jimmy.
That's about the only way to get free drinks.
Yeah, to be oved.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can get Fernet.
How many people bought the 6 ounces of PBR with martini in it?
Quite a few, actually. Many reported having tasted that potation. They seem to think I had something to do with it, simply because it was named after me. After all,
I would drive repeatedly up to Cafe This and bitterly complain that there was no food or drink item named after me.
There should have been.
All my friends had. That was the whole joke.
Be effortless.
All my friends had sandwiches and drinks and bad nacho things. That was great.
What would you want named after you?
Well, that was the whole thing.
Something useful like the safety pin or the paper clip.
Yeah, exactly. The mop in the closet. I would go for that.
Somebody get down the hell. The dog was just sick.
Did you read that review of the show the other day?
What review? There was a review.
Said it was absolutely worthless garbage that makes us want to vomit by Our Lady of Mercy convict bulletin.
Well, it's not for everybody. I have to say.
Am I blushing? I'm not used to that much positive feeling all at once.
Yeah, this show is to shows what Fred Astaire was to a monster truck racing.
Yeah.
The show's a challenge. It's hard to stay up this late.
Yes, this is truly revolting slop.
But it's worth it. It's worth
it. I guess.
It weeds out some people.
Wow, this crowd is really fired up tonight, too. Yeah, talking about weed. They're talking about weed. Oh, did you hear that guy?
418.
He's mentioning weed.
Sorry.
It's okay. Don't be sorry.
Okay.
Be proud of your weedness.
Okay, we're just going to check your heart out now.
Yeah, we're going to put you on the machine. You said you were on weed, so we want to make sure you don't have to go to the hospital.
Because that's what happens. Right.
That's what happens. You smoke too much weed, you have to go to the hospital.
I've been living in that for the last few days.
Here, let me see.
I have to work hard to make sure there's no...
Let me see your ear.
Anything, you know?
See this coin? You didn't know it was there, did
audio.
You?
Because the audio is so funny of all my friends joking and laughing and ha-haing. But the picture has things in it that cannot be seen by untrained eyes.
Now you have to stand there and look cool even though you're shivering and shaking and having heart palpitations. Stay cool. You do look cool. Hey, you're not supposed to pee out here. Quit it.
Oh.
Okay, here, take your car keys back. I don't need them anymore. Your car is not in the same place. That's down the street anyway. To think, this show just start. I'll start over a $5
bet. Okay, we'll start. But the other thing is that it's 4:19, so we're going to have to restart the show for those people who have indulged. Because they've lost their short-term memory, has forgotten the entire hour and 20 minutes just happened of show. Now, in their mind, it starts 15 seconds.
15, 14, 13, 11, 7, 10, 9.
All right, suiting up.
Okay, everybody, suit up. Get your gym shorts on, your gym shirts. I don't want to see anybody out there without your gym clothes on. I don't care how stinky, filthy, and unwashed they may be.
As long as we don't have to take a shower afterwards.
You don't have to take a shower. Like I can tell you've worn those Are you a terrorist or something? The way you smell.
Oh, man, it's a great party. Don't be a buzzkill.
Definitely.
You can be a terrorist if you want.
Okay, it's time. It's more
fun. Hey, man, here's on fire. All right, now we're running the essentials on you. What kind of show is this?
I don't know, but did you know my pet died last month?
Yeah. Your pet?
My pet died last month. Yes, it was so sad. But I visit his grave every day.
What kind of pet?
It's a goldfish. So I still visit his grave every day. Here I'm going now. Look, there's his grave right there. Here, I'm going to sit down on it and visit it once again.
We're going to party like it's the puzzling evidence.
Let's party like it's 1999.
I'm 1998 better.
Trying to wake up all you stoners that 2 minutes ago broke federal and county law. Maybe not anymore.
Yeah, maybe it won't be.
You're all licensed now.
Yeah, you're all a bunch of licensed because you're trying to relieve your pain.
It's like your mind.
On whatever variety of radio. This machine just pumps it out into the air.
This is the PAM that goes with your brain on the drugs and the fire and the... that was good. Was it good for you, too?
Exactly. Lose your brain into the goldfish's grave.
Really? Is that what happened just now?
It could happen. It could leak out your ears.
I think Hal just disappeared into the goldfish brain. Let me look in the eye. Oh, there he is in there.
Oh, wait, yeah, maybe.
Man. No. Okay, I'm going to call the French police.
That's cooling.
They have much cooler uniforms, so.
That's not Pam. It's cooling.
And I didn't want you to get there. Okay, they're going to look inside the goldfish eye. I think they have a plan.
Oh, yeah. Find the goldfish.
First? Oh, first. That is a problem.
The goldfish is on first.
All right.
The blood's on second. The goldfish is on first.
Okay.
Now, do you have that tattoo you still regret?
Yeah.
Well, finally, we can help you remove this tattoo.
Why? Well, then I won't be able to regret it. What are you talking about?
If you don't regret it, if you want to regret it, then that's okay. We'll leave it where it is.
Well, I have nothing to regret unless I have this tattoo, so I'm going to keep it.
So if your life is filled with regret and you want to keep it that way, or if it's not filled with enough regret, let's put a tattoo on there. Something ridiculous that you're going to hate instantly. Don't forget about that disenfranchising part.
We looked in the eyes. We popped Hal out of the goldfish brain. Here he is.
Here he is. Hal, take it away.
It was strange in the goldfish bowl with no up or down, no way to get anywhere, and nowhere to go to.
So how did you balance this hope versus despair?
I learned how to skull. What's it to you?
Millions the skull
serve
and goldfish.
In the skull boats of World War II.
Skull and Bone Society.
Once a well-kept secret.
The Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum.
Radar's role in the Allied victory. Now being told by
dogs and cats,
scientists who developed it,
fornificating,
forced
this is
in
Dr.
the fire
Drummond.
Of combat, quenched in the blood of the fallen.
On the Puzzling Evidence Show,
the deepest part.
Here on KPFA.
Yeah, don't worry about the discomfort you feel right now if you're driving.
Incoming mail will be received and held at
they never knew what hit them.
Holding place until. The guests are made comfortable.
Yes, the guests are made.
The radio proximity fuse.
Our laundry and valet service will be available Monday through Saturday.
Shoes will be charged.
Normal man.
People will have fresh shirts.
There is no charge for parking.
V1 buzz bombs, enemy soldiers, enemy equipment.
Parking spaces are conveniently located
in Operation Aphrodite. Explosive laden aircraft were to be flown against German targets.
Laden with a
you and your car will be comfortable together in your own special bedroom.
Yeah, well, the Japanese put the bombs on bats to try to use
to attack.
Poor little bats. One made it to Oregon. Maybe.
Bomb bats?
Little bomb bats.
Is there a continuum?
And little silk parachute bomb things. They took up, let up in balloons, and then the balloons would come this way on the
balloon.
And then they would drop little bomblets.
15 balloons of death.
But none of it really worked at all.
They only killed one person that way, I heard. One person.
One. One is
after
too many.
10,000 balloons, they
that's
heard.
Right.
10,000 balloons.
Project Zero was a...
They had little altitude-released sandbags. So when it went too low, it would release the sandbags. It was actually pretty ingenious, their whole plot. Use the Earth jet stream to rain death upon the North American continent.
In the summer of 1944,
really
some stateside Boeing B-17 bomber air crews may have wondered why on test flights over the Mojave Desert, Florida, and Texas, the sturdy four-engine bombers were being put through such demanding trials. Volunteers on board were sure the big ship's wings would be torn off in dizzying dives, climbs, and steep turns, although I earned extra flight pay on some of those rigorous tests. We did not learn until years later exactly what the flights were and what they were supposed to prove.
At the time, we thought that there were routine flights to see what planes could endure in combat over Germany.
There's the show.
Not until after the war that we learned.
Yeah, it's all different now.
The U.S. Army Air Force undertaking the testing of part of top-secret Operation Aphrodite, an effort to use B-17s to destroy V-1 and V-2 launch sites. Well, that's about the size of it.
Off the business.
You men have been briefed. Now all I can say is good luck and Godspeed.
Rule number one. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Rule number two.
That's why they patent had all those wooden tanks.
Never go outside the expertise of your own people.
Ah, what a bunch of clucks.
Rule number three. Schmucks. Whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy.
Who goes there, friend or foe?
Rule number four. Make the enemy live up to its own book of rules.
Oh, so many rules. How can I ever figure it out?
Don't forget rule number five. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon.
Sacre bleu.
Rule number six. A good tactic is one your people enjoy. Rule seven. A tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Rule number eight. Keep the pressure on. Never let up. Rule number nine. The threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself.
The thing that
rule
never
number
dies.
10. If you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. Rule number 11, the price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative.
You see, rule the Germans 12. Were working on the atomic bomb, and since they also had guided missiles, and things have been very slightly different, the war could have gone in a completely different direction. But they just didn't understand the key role played by graphite, which was also played by the heavy water isotope for slowing down the fission process. Ah, yes, so it was, as told by the old man in the boat. Now we're going to gather around the campfire, roast some marshmallows, and explode some old myths with these, pocket hand grenades.
Or these blasting caps here.
Yes, that's 100 proof, too. Each one of those babies.
Do you remember when you were a child and they had a special announcement about not playing with blasting caps, like they were just laying all over the place?
They tell you not to. You'll do more than singe your eyebrows when those babies go off.
But yeah, it's like, you know, I can remember them telling me that, but I never saw a blasting cap lying around anywhere, one that I could avoid or play with.
Another blasting cap.
Another blasting cap commercial. Why am I always being asked to avoid blasting caps when I never see one in reality? Is this just some type of a government plot to spend money? Imagine. Imagine that. Even back in those days, they were just spending, spending, spending. I remember that one where we were spending this, spending that. It didn't matter what it was.
Spending your time with Jesus.
Well, spending a stimulus. All good.
That's what they say. That's
getting
what,
and spending, we lay waste our power.
That's what Cain right. said.
Little we see in nature that is ours.
A dollar that I stole from someone else to spend on someone else.
Handmade and hand assembled dream of value. The 20 bucks.
Right?
Here's what I think. If you don't know what else to do, just make a binder.
A masterwork of miniaturization.
What kind of binder?
It doesn't make any difference. Just make a binder.
To it's the authentic.
Its reason for existence will emerge as the binder is built.
Ah, so it's about the process.
It's the process. It's not the end result. You know what the end result's going to be. You're going to have a binder, another thing to put on a shelf and never
return
to.
If I am not completely satisfied, I may return my subgenius faith within 60 days of receipt for a full refund or replacement.
Ooh, with another faith. That's what they'll do. They'll just send another faith in its place.
What about the secret war against Jainer?
That could be one, or the Church of Dawn, one of those other...
The Church of Dawn, the Church of Lu... The upstart churches that attempt
the Church
to
of Mr.
challenge
TV.
Subgenius hegemony. To display your World War II trophy K981 and protect your investment from dust, moths, and unauthorized handling, a walnut display case is available with a locking acrylic glass lid that keeps your war souvenir rifle away from tiny, stubby fingers. It is easily wall-mounted or displayed upright or flat on a shelf or table. The padded lining is form-fitted and covered with velvet.
Here's some things to remember when you're in Subgenius corporate headquarters.
One step.
If you don't know what else to do, make a binder. Every legitimate project must be named.
Eando Binder.
The name of a project, when reduced to an acronym, must be pronounceable in order for the project to have any potential for success.
Say, that's a mighty snazzy rule.
Never walk around without a piece of paper in your hands.
What about a laptop?
If an executive approaches, pick review your piece of paper to yourself as if lost in thought.
You could put your car in danger.
Don't forget, a meeting is almost as good as doing something. Being invited to a meeting is almost as good as going to a meeting. If you're an executive, always hire an outside consultant to tell you what you need to do first. Never forget, a meeting did not officially occur if no meeting minutes are taken. Remember, when under scrutiny for whatever reason, use one of these tried and true authorized explanations. Number one, you always told me to think outside the box. Number two, I was only operating according to the needs of the business. And number three, I was taking ownership of the customer's immediate needs. When asked, where were you? Always say, I was looking for you.
Tasteful 24-karat gold never. Also gleams across the trigger and stock crossbolt. Even the butt plate screws are plated with 24-karat gold. All the plating is the jeweler's grade heavy thickness. Your guarantee of lasting beauty and value.
Never forget that corporate courtesy demands that when a manager is talking, you must feign active listening techniques.
I will nod.
Nod.
The land of nod.
Strategy plan.
Yes, these Subgenius Management 101 corporate
Subgenius Beach
rules must always be remembered for you to advance in the hierarchical structure.
Oh, I can't wait to do that. Because
it's not what you think you know, it's what they think you know.
You were not beaten until you admit it. Hence, don't. George S. Patton.
Another thing I think he said was, if everybody's thinking alike, someone's not thinking. This afternoon, for those of you who are new to our library, we invite you to join our research librarian, Dr. Hal.
Hi.
For a tour of our extraordinary, detailed collection.
Yes, there are many unusual specimens here. Some, I'm sure, even a lively young pup like yourself might want to see. It certainly gives my own corpuscles a charge. The Etruscan collection of erotic pottery, usually kept behind the lock and key, but for you, sir, I can make an exception. Just let me get out this beautiful vase called The Outrage of Philomel by the barbaric king so rudely forced. And here is The Rape of Medusa by Poseidon.
Ew.
And, of course, over here, Leda and the Swan. Just below it, Io having sex with Zeus in the form of a bull, causing the Minotaur to be born in this panel. Another graphic detail. Here the Minotaur waits in the labyrinth for his human victims. And here Theseus finds his way, owing to the unraveled twine left by Ariadne. The Army Historical Foundation is publicly supported, a non-profit, and dedicated to preserving the history and the proud heritage of the American soldier, promoting greater public appreciation of over 220 years of brave service to this great land of ours. From sea to shining sea. From the rock-bound coast of Maine to the sunny shores of California. What was that, young feller?
There are no books in the library. We can copy the deal on every floor.
Well, you might have to provide him with some.
She could do that all day.
You know, not everything comes nailed down with a good rock-bottom 100% guarantee. If we want a good deal, sometimes we have to sweat for it.
Sometimes we just sweat for it for no reason.
Yes, unfortunately, that is true. You will have to sweat for no reason. Yes, yes. Well,
no.
Here, the battle for Okinawa brings a relieved and terrible nightmare of military and logistics.
Fan?
Getting off? Oh, no,
who is it?
A minute. It's the plumber.
It's me.
The plumber? Well, that would make sense because of the toilet seat being up.
I forgot on the back there.
Yeah, we don't put the toilet seat up or
bloody
down around here. We leave it wherever it happens to
sugar
be.
Loaf and the east.
That's the important
Shirley,
thing.
Half
is that
moon, the
we don't actually cause the need to raise or lower the seat. Have you tried positive thinking?
Location,
doing some positive
forward observation
artful,
post,
directional peeing.
Bomb crater and life-saving tomb.
That's what you ought to be thinking about. Not all this raising and lowering of seats, but more accuracy.
Accuracy in reporting.
We've been putting the work in the wrong place. Been spending all our time rising, raising, lowering, up,
you're
pigeonholing
seats. Those birds.
We took the seat up, we put it down, we put it up, we put it down, it was
and
down when it needed to be up,
to
it was up when it needed to be down.
Wash
everyone got
ears.
Confused. Why don't you just leave the seat where it is, where most of the people want it most of the time, and just improve your accuracy. That's the easy part.
The easy road to success.
Yes, you could become affiliated with these hot, spirit-filled revivals that these subgenius churches across the land are doing, with their record burnings or doctor music concerts or chronic parties.
Say,
street
those are
demonstrations,
record burnings of the
multi-track studio
office.
Seances and their road rants. Don't forget about the road rants. Crazed Texas DJs, college stations, California DJs, knob twiddlers, pot panners, and pan potters. Radio standpoint, this is like, this is something different. It's been different for 25 years.
It hardly seems to have a sense of urgency.
The station may change and evolve, but it sure goes on.
You might emerge somewhere else in space. Some winnow can come.
The sky
calls to us. We do not destroy ourselves.
If you're a baffled normal, please call right now at 510-848-4425. You woke up in the middle of the night, turned on the show, and stuck your finger in your ear and thought to yourself, what is going on? Why? Call right now at 510-848-4425. If you're just saying why, if you're just thinking why, you don't even have to, if you're just thinking, if you have a conscious thought in your head, call right now at 510-848-4425. If it's an unconscious thought in your head, call at 510-848-4425. If you're a right winger, or a left winger, or a middle winger for that matter, please call right now at 510-848-4425 and talk to this other caller who's going right now.
Is it elaborate logical underpinning?
He wants you to talk to him. Please call and talk to our caller at 848-4425, the 5's area code. If you're a lover or a hater, call right now at 848-4425. If you're a human or a dog, please call right now at 848-4425 or 5's area code.
Speak clearly into the mouthpiece.
Secrets of the universe. Not really a lover, not really a hater. I'm more of a tolerator.
If you're a tolerator, if you're an apathetic tolerator of...
There's a color.
Demonstrable extremes, please call right now at 848-4425.
Did you bring donuts?
Are you there? Call, caller. Say. Talk. Call, talk, say.
The secret of the universe.
Trying. Yeah, you guys are just hard to keep up with.
Don't feel compelled. It's not a competition or a race.
It's a show. A show for you.
Whee!
Lean back. And get wet to the work.
Yeah, get to the wet work.
Take a deep breath.
Or the coffee.
Or always the coffee.
Move away from the coffee. Take the coffee.
This is really space coffee. The last 16 minutes of show.
Sip the coffee as you smell it. Smell it with your nose and sip it with your...
My
aperture. Your proboscis.
The squint. Like hidden in the dawn light.
Distribute the show to thousands and thousands of your friends.
They'll never get rid of it.
Create a blog. Put links to the show in your blog.
They'll hear it at night when they're trying to sleep.
Create a Yahoo group and put links to the show in your Yahoo group. Submit your Yahoo group. You got lost in the church?
I think I'm slowly converting my boss to the church.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, that's a good thing.
I have proven that I am all right.
It's always good to bring your boss on board. Then he understands the rules by which you've been operating all these years. And he appreciates that because he can apply them to his boss.
Well, it's the she,
he, it. We don't care what the breed or smell is. What type of genitalia it's packing. It makes no difference to us. A boss is a boss. We all have a boss. Even our boss's boss has a boss.
Even if they don't know it.
Yeah, it doesn't happen to... You don't need to know you have a boss to have a boss. Your boss needs to know it. He needs to know how many of his employees don't know that he's their boss.
Exactly.
He knows. He knows.
You know.
I know.
Because
I'm a boss.
Well, you've been there.
That's why you get the little drum roll thing there?
Yeah, I get that little drum roll when I say, I'm a boss.
Every time you walk in, you use it.
Don't forget the rising boss music. Can't be a boss without boss music.
Yeah, and you can't get to boss.
But you can. Everyone can be a boss. Everyone is a boss and doesn't even know it.
Walking around right now.
You're walking around right now, and you don't even know you are a boss.
Feeling pretty boss.
The boss is an ant here.
The bossification.
You got a nice boss.
And so the heavens opened up and the boss dropped down onto the ground. Plop.
Speaking of heaven, heaven is here now. Why wait until death?
Oh.
But then you can't soar aloft on flowery beds of ease.
Man, you would bring that up.
Death, thou shalt long for death.
Harping in loud and solemn choir, with unaffected notes to heaven's newborn heir. Forever. You'd be sitting there, plunking that harp, forever and ever, sitting on the fleecy cloud, all praising the Lord forever. And forever, you know, after the first million years, you wouldn't even have begun to get started.
I'm kind of bored.
This show helps develop your self-confidence. Hear that lady? She's only been singing for like a week.
Oh, man, I heard her at the Ace Junkyard Revival. Who was that, Marissa? Hey, Hal, the opera singer lady?
She was Marissa. She was
Is that
Diva
Mars?
Marissa.
Diva Marissa with two
or
R's?
Or Marissa, actually.
Marissa. With two R's?
No, just the I is long.
Okay. Diva, that's because I want to get the credits right on the little YouTube thing. She did the aria from...
A-R-I-S-S-A, but there you have it. Oh, you could, of course, contact Katie Bell, who would probably be able to fill in the blanks.
If she called back.
Fill in the blanks? I saw them. They were great.
She goes so fast that you must somehow drop between the electrons the message.
That's hard to do.
You just have to get her when she's not on the phone.
When you're one of those guys that's used to proceeding at your own pace, and you meet one of those other ones that's going like... sort of like a different unit. It's like the Roswell rods. They're animals that fly through the air, but they're so fast we can't see them. Our eyes don't see them.
You can only see them on YouTube.
You only see them on YouTube. Go search for Roswell rods.
Another time.
Another place.
What?
Another.
You don't have time to look for the
man's sack.
Another Tootsie Roll.
10 years ago.
Time.
Another.
Did you ever hear that Butthole Surfers album?
It's like Bob.
It was a good album.
There's so many dots that they just see every.
Bob dots.
Just reach out, touch the dot, and say, "In the name of Dobbs, I
rebuke you."
You don't really have to do that, but it's really fun.
Touch the dots.
Touch the dots. Touch the dots. See if you can touch every dot once. You will have the revelation of a lifetime, but you must touch each dot individually.
I heard the dots are made of antimatter. Man.
That would go on forever. Ever and ever.
Now, you too can speak to benevolent aliens. Please call now and speak to a benevolent alien. At 848-4425. And talk to this alien on the call right now. You're an alien, right? Caller? Taxi Bob? There she goes. She's had some of that high John DeConcus root. I think she sniffed a big pile of high John DeConcus root.
So that's what happened.
It worked its juju. She held the mojo bag.
But now those chickens are coming home to roost. In one gigantic foul splat.
Those chickens are getting into the mojo bag. Yeah, they're roosting in the bag. What are they doing in the bag?
Mojo working, man.
Yeah, well, if you're with the church actually makes their own mojo bags. They make pamphlets and newsletters, comics and personality tests, cassette propaganda. Posters, buttons, t-shirts, bumper stickers, uniforms, subgenius vicarships and doctorates, art objects, love potions, voodoo dolls, mojo bags, juju.
Taxi Bob.
Peen worms, high John DeConcus root, secret signs and ciphers, sacraments, indulgences, graven images, false idols, relics, artifacts, talismans.
I've awakened from my narcotic slumber.
You have a magic amulet, Taxi Bob.
I do despise my dreams.
Bob tokens, subgenus true crosses, seven-bladed windbreakers, fake scissors of sight.
Like canaries on my planet have two.
Hey, you guys.
What?
Was there a weather out 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Of course there was.
I looked everywhere for that show, and I looked underneath my pillow.
everywhere.
No, last week was a five-hour show. We were lollygagging and gold-bricking.
Yeah, we did some malingering and gold-bricking.
It was great.
And some lollygagging. And some gallivanting.
Yes, all that foo-for-all and terradiddle.
Great day of the month.
We picked up some gee-gaws on the road.
But they got all gym-jammed and jew-jawed.
We had some gym cracks and some whatchamacallits.
I wish I could lead a life like that.
Well, you can. All you need is your own ding-futzer.
You have your own ding-futzer and your thingamabob.
If I can only be my own boss.
You put
step
them all
up to big pay.
You mean like us, the life of a secretly famous?
A
Art Bums,
bucket.
The motion picture.
Trademark.
I can be rich, too.
Sleep no, not rich PM. And a subgenius.
You could
no.
be making your own alien contact altars. Slogans, mottos, tenets.
T-shirts that people...
Laws, luck, looks. Don't forget, personal
right.
brain treatments. Here, she's going through resynchronization.
There you go. I'm signing off on her brain now.
Signing off.
She won't need this anymore.
Also, try our quick marriages and baptisms, burials, initiations. We even have repeat burials. The first one doesn't work, we do it right the second time.
And again, wash, rinse, repeat.
Fortunes told, predictions, industrial consultation. There she goes. Dial a demon.
The demons.
Celebrity converts.
In fire.
With their knowledge, we can, you can actually convert a celebrity without them even knowing it.
Consent with planet. Or with
live or dead.
This is the demise of another roadside attraction.
It seems so.
Good night.
I've heard that voice before.
Yes, we have too. That's one of our favorite callers.
From out of the past.
And she said this is the demise of a roadside attraction.
Yeah.
A roadkill? Oh,
a roadside attraction. We've got to get some traction.
We've got our own cheerleaders, mascots, and converts. Visit the subgenius headquarters of Mighty Fist Temple Lodge itself. You can. There's actually the second Mega Fist Temple Lodge is in Martinez, California.
Well, hot buttered rum martinis all around.
That's run by the Drummondian heresy.
Wow.
Where Poe Buckers reign supreme.
Like, they talk about wrestling or something?
Yeah, they talk about wrestling a lot. They're right next door to Hefty Midget Cut Rate Liquors. There she is, just caterwauling away. What makes you do that?
A euphonious impulse. Oh, hold on. Who's shoving?
Oh, it's the end of the show, pushing up behind me.
Well, let's stand tall for what.
Don't forget to memorize your book of the subgenius this week, children. Then you'll know why we say what we say. Just because you live at the top of the hill and you've got a bicycle that your dad gave you and no brakes.
No brakes? I had a set of brakes throughout on a bicycle. Fortunately, I was going slow at the
time. If you follow these instructions, you know, we'll tell you the secrets of the church.
I learned to have my brakes checked once in a while. Well, how are y'all?
Ah, here on the show, we're doing fine. Because we've got a mission.
A mission?
It's a holy mission.
To
it's
open
a
your
mission
mind
to take
these
going on
mental
mission?
Keys.
To take these special words and bring them to you, the listener, right now, this second. There they are. They're in your ear right now.
Yes, at this moment.
Close this door. Okay, we've
anyway.
Done this sector.
But, you know, a lot of people call the show and they say, what is Bull Dada? What is
so we take them to the airport and we give them a flight out of here.
As quickly as possible.
Yeah, we don't want
to. We don't care where they go, as long as it's away from here.
In fact, the very thought of it makes me want to just stop doing show.
You'd like to get them to the antipode on the planet, the other side exactly from where you are.
Planet?
I'd like to.
Monkey boy, there's a lot more to this than planet.
fly picked up its own package there.
And there they go. They're out of the country.
You know,
the typical house fly.
It's a good thing we got rid of them as quickly as we did.
Yeah.
Or there might have been a miniature auto fatality.
Oh, Dr. Howe, I'm glad you hear your voice and your knowledge here.
That's what you think.
We're coming to get you.
Helicopters are
This is the man that ought to know.
Please, do not move.
Doctor, no. Doctor, it's like in that movie that Spielberg did.
Or those, the YouTube channel where I was just editing some YouTube that I'll put up soon of where you're calling at the old KPFA many years ago.
This is so weird.
I'm doing the special
synchronicity with a closed loop.
You've been listening to the Puzzling Evidence Show on KPFA. With Puzzling Evidence, your host, and your special guest stars, Dr. Philo Drummond and Dr. Howe.